event Monday night that you got involved in the whole sickle cell
thing? Yeah, it's a disease that's been in my family. I have an aunt and uncle who both suffer from the disease. My father suffered from the trait, so that's kind of what inspired my brother and myself to start our Tackle Sickle Cell campaign about 5 years ago. So obviously this will be my first event in Cleveland Improv Monday night. Just have Guy Tori will be the headliner. Just looking to have a good time, you know, get some of the guys to come out, raise awareness, raise money. It'll be benefiting Rainbow Kids University Hospital. So it should be a really good time, and I just want to be able, I guess, to do my part to give back in the community and just be a presence there. Yeah, I had my first comedy event last year in Nashville, so I had a good turnout, a good amount of the guys came out, so looking forward to continuing it this year here in Cleveland.
Does your brother do a corresponding event in Boston?
Yeah, he actually does a casino night up in Boston and raised a ton of money. They actually sold a Coach Belichick cutoff hoodie signed, I think, they live auctioned it for $13,000, so pretty impressive. No clue. I know this past event, my brother actually raised $200,000 at his casino night that he did. So we've been able to do some good work, so just trying to continue.
Are you going to get up on stage and do a set?
Man, you know, what I've learned over the years is stick to what you do. So I think I'm going to play football. I'm going to let the pros handle the comedy aspect of it. Yeah, I grew up very close with my aunt, and she suffers from the disease. So just watching her throughout the years of her battles, at this point she's 67. She was told she wouldn't live to see 35. So right now she's lost vision in both eyes. She's on oxygen 24/7. So it's definitely a struggle, but she's a fighter.
Do you keep up with progress is being made?
Yeah, kids, when they find it early, they're getting closer and closer to a cure. So it's definitely making progress. And it's just one of those diseases where if you know ahead of time, it's hereditary. So if you know you have either the trait or the disease, just having that awareness can stop you from kind of passing it on. And I know back when my grandparents both suffered from the trait and had no clue. So I think now in today's age, just having that awareness has been huge in the disease. Yeah, Rainbow Babies. Yeah, Rainbow Babies. Yeah, with all this college banter in the background. So that's what happens with a young locker room.
Hey, Jason, you were like playing lights out, and then the ankle happened. How disappointing was it? And was it a bummer? I mean, we were all getting ready to talk about facing the Titans. You know, was it just kind of a bummer that we?
Man, it was. You know, I guess I tried to look at it, and I feel like God was maybe showing me something. Maybe he didn't want me to play in that game, or maybe too much revenge on my mind. Whatever it was, I don't know. It just wasn't meant to be. So I just think overall the injury definitely happening in practice, just a huge disappointment for me. I think, like you said, of just trying to get on the roll, trying to do what I can to help the team. And I think that's what hurts the most when you're watching games, and obviously we're at a point where we're not winning and you're not out there to contribute to the win or the loss. Just to be out there with your guys, I think, is the toughest part. So now just trying to get over it and get back to 100% to be out there.
Is it just a free thing?
Yeah, it was just one of those things, jump up for a ball and you come and you land on it. And hate to see it happen. It just swelled up pretty good on me. So it's a lot better now than it was. So just trying to continue to progress and get back out there.
How do you think the secondary responded without you and Jabril these last 2 weeks?
Man, it's fun to watch, especially for an older guy, when you see young guys get their opportunity. A guy like Mike Jordan, who's had to play a significant amount of snaps and been able to make some plays. And that's always fun to watch because you never know until you're called upon how you're going to play and how you're going to react. And he's done a really good job of knowing what he's doing, making his play when it comes. So I think they've done well. You know, obviously, as a team in its entirety, we have to do better because we're not where we want to be. So a little bit more from, I think, everybody will help us get over the hump.
The fact that the Lions are not a great running team,
mean, is it all hands on deck in the pass defense this week?
Yeah, definitely. I played against this offense last year, and Matthew Stafford is a quarterback that can make every single throw. He's calling plays at the line of scrimmage. It reminds me, I guess, of my younger years of going against Peyton Manning and Indy. Not to say he's Peyton Manning, but just their type of offense with the no huddle, waiting to see what the defense is doing and calling the plays right there at the line of scrimmage to defeat whatever coverage you're in. And he's doing a really good job with Golden Tate, Marvin Jones on the outside, T.J. Jones. Those guys are making a ton of plays for him down the field. So, I mean, you look at this game this past Monday night, they didn't punt the ball. So whenever you see that as a defense, especially as a secondary going against this team, you know you got to come with your A game.
Is it still possible to confuse the quarterback when he's at the line, or do you have to kind of go more basic when they're in line?
I think the one thing is, even in their no huddle, they're not always moving fast. So I think for us, it's just, especially our young group, it's just kind of relaxing and making sure we're getting our communication across the board. And I think you may not completely confuse them, but if you can maybe show late, it can maybe on the snap of the ball, he has to determine the coverage opposed to pre-snap. He knows exactly what you're in. Then he doesn't have to take any second to determine what it is after the snap. So I think just small things like that may give Miles and Ogba and those guys maybe another half a second to get to him. So us mixing up our coverages, moving around, is always going to be beneficial.
Peppers was up here yesterday, kind of like taking the blame for not making plays. He's looking forward to getting back in to finally make some plays that he's kind of accustomed to. It's surely an unfamiliar role for him to play so deep. Do you see him struggling with that part of his game, or is it just a rookie?
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's struggling. I think if you look across the league, that free safety position is kind of one of a kind. You know, all your tackles is made in wide open space with no one around you. And I think that's the tough thing, is you find ways to get guys down. And obviously throughout this first half of the season, we've had times where we've done that as a defense, times where we haven't. And I think sometimes if the free safety doesn't make the play, some of the onus falls on us if we're not running to the ball hard enough, if there's not more guys getting there. So I think he's done a good job adapting. I think when you look at us at 0-8, everybody struggled. There's not one person on this team that can look up and say, well, man, I'm playing lights out. It's the rest of the guys that aren't playing well. So I think all of us feel the need that we can make more plays to get us over the hump. And I think for myself to hear a rookie feel that way and take the ownership, that's the type of player you want, a guy that wants to put it on his back, wants to go out there and make the plays to help us win.
What kind of future do you see for him?
Man, a ton. I love his energy. I mean, we've obviously been in treatment, a place that we wouldn't like to have our weekly meetings at, but 6:30 in the morning, he's allowed his guy in the training room. Just the excitement. Him this week just being back out there feeling a lot better on his toe. I think attitude, when you get drafted that high, and most of the guys, when you get your opportunity in this league, everybody possesses talent. And I think the attitude that he has, how he attacks, how much he wants to improve, how much he wants to get better, I think that's going to enable him to continue to grow and grow and become a better player in this league.
You said today that the coaches think he can play free or strong. It's kind of probably better suited closer to the ball in an ideal situation, but they're asking him to do more of the deep coverage. So I guess, are you impressed with the way he is playing that deep position and not using any excuses, not saying I'm out of position? I mean, he told us yesterday it has nothing to do with the scheme or his role. It's all on him. Does that kind of hit you?
I told him, man, the more you can do, the better. The longer you'll stay, the more you'll get paid, all of that. So I think he loves that. You know, whenever you come in and everybody's saying that you can't do something, why not learn to do it and go out there and make plays, and you can sit back and laugh. You can always, especially in our league, you can always move closer to the line of scrimmage. Even for myself, as you get older, everybody says you need to move to safety. For him, hey, master the free safety position, go ball out. If at some point in your career you need to move closer, do it. But I love, that's why I said to go back to his attitude, man. The kid just wants to get better. He doesn't care what he's asked to do. There'll be times in those first 8 weeks that he's blitzed. There's times he's played deep. So whatever it is, a player in this league, the more he can do, the better you're going to be.
The way you're playing cornerback this year, you personally, do you feel that confirms that you got more years at cornerback before you transition to safety, if that's what happens?
Yeah, I guess as long as my wife allows me, you know. Reaching 30, you're getting to the latter end of your career. So whether it's corner or safety, I'm just trying to, I guess, maximize however many years left I have playing in this league. So I just try to have fun every day, game day. win or loss, I'm out there laughing, smiling on the field, just enjoying it. And I really enjoy this locker room, a bunch of young guys, but going through a lot of adversity these last 2 years, and guys continue to stick together. There's no pointing fingers, just coming in each and every week and trying to determine, hey, what can we do this week to get a win? What is it going to take to put us over the hump? So for me, as an older guy, that's a lot of fun. You know, we want to get better results, but at the end of the day, you're here, you have to be around each other every day, make this thing fun, and continue to give 100% every day.
Do you feel your playing corner as well as you ever had,
or not? I'm making a few plays, make a few more, win some games, and maybe after these next 8 weeks, I'll say, man, we all stepped up and played the best we have of our career.
Okay, good.
What stands out about the Lions receivers?
Those guys go up and get the ball. You saw Marvin Jones this past Monday night game catch two touchdowns in contested passes where a guy is draped on him on deep balls, and he's just finding a way to kind of get a late push and go up there and catch the ball. And a guy like Golden Tate, who I played against over the years, man, he's a running back who can play receiver. When he gets the ball in his hand, he's dangerous. He doesn't go out of bounds. He doesn't go down easy. He makes people miss. He runs through tackles. And those guys just have a great rapport with Stafford. They know what they're doing. They get open and they catch the ball. And I think that's the toughest thing. And they both can run. So whenever you have athletes out there on the outside that can run routes at every level, short, intermediate, and deep, you got to be on your game on the outside.
Some people feel a team coming off a bye and then the team coming off a short week, that kind of levels the playing field a little bit. Is that reality, or is that just?
Maybe if they play the game tomorrow, we'll have a little bit of advantage. But, I mean, you're looking at a team that's 4-4 in a playoff hunt in a division where Aaron Rodgers is hurt. Chicago has switched quarterbacks. You know, Minnesota's dealing with injuries at quarterback. So they're coming in hungry. They don't care anything about our bye week, what our record is. They're trying to set themselves up to continue a playoff push. And for us, we're a team that we're 0-8. We've been in the dump, and we're trying to get out of it. So come Sunday, you're just going to have players going at it and playing with everything they got to try to get that win.
Jason, when you talked about how young this locker room is, have you ever been in a locker room anywhere even close to this young?
Maybe not this young, but I guess when you're a young guy, you feel like everybody's young. But it's definitely different. And, you know, each locker room has its own things, and that's just the way this one's built. You take it, you roll with it, you get better. And youth has nothing to do with wins and losses on Sunday. So this is who's in our locker room. Let's find a way to go win.
You said yesterday that, you know, obviously guys need to grow up. That's part of being in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see some growth from guys from where they were maybe at the beginning of when you got here to?
Without a doubt. I mean, a guy like Mike Jordan, when I get hurt, he's forced to go in the game and play significant snaps. That's growth in itself. Njoku has made more plays as the season's gone on, catching the ball. So it's just a matter of maybe not every Sunday you get to see growth, but maybe it's just the aspect of a guy's coming in earlier now, understanding how to take care of his body more in the NFL, or just understanding what it's like to go through adversity and have to respond week after week. So I think it's sometimes the small wins that you get within the week and within the season that benefits a young locker room.